We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi B'Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov B'Pinchas Eliyahu. We are increases Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Amulo Achal To Chalev. You have people, it could be even one person, who said to someone, by the way, you ate Chalev. Now, says the Mishnah, maybe Chatas, he's Chayv Karban Chatas. Chalev is something for which a person would be Chayv Karis if he did B'Mezid. Here, someone claims that he ate Chalev, he ate it B'Shogeg. So based on that testimony, so to speak, the person is Chayv to be Karban Chatas. What's the Chalev? In the past, the chalev is the forbidden fat of the animal. Can't identify really the difference between chalev and shuman if they're both sitting in front of you. Shuman is the permitted fat, they look the same, but chalev is found on the flanks of the animal, on the kidneys of the animal, on the intestines of the animal, and a butcher knows to get rid of the chalev to make sure that we don't eat it. But in front, a person could have, in front of him, could have two pieces of fat, and we'll see a case of Suffolk as well, Shuman and Chalev, they look the same. You have a person who said, by the way, you ate Chalev, and he doesn't deny it, he's silent, so says the Mishnah, on the basis of that testimony, is Chayv Karban Chatas. Eda, we give examples, though, could be regarding Chametz on Pesach, could be regarding eating on Yom Kippur, any case of potential kareis b'mezid, in this case would be shogi b'chayv karban chatas. We just give the example of chalev. We often call it a chatas chalev because that becomes really the prototype of all isurei kareis that are prohibited. Says the Mishnah, what about eid omer achal ve'eid omer lo achal? Let's say you don't have one person or two people saying, by the way, you ate chalev. You have one aid who says you ate chalev, and the other one says you did not eat chalev. So let's say, for example, where some Rishonim claim there are two pieces in front of someone. One is chalev, one is shuman. And one aid says, by the way, you ate the chalev. And the other aid says, no, we ate the shuman. He didn't do anything wrong. So says the Mishnah, the halacha is, he brings the Nasham Toli. But before we say that, the Mishnah gives another example. Ishal Marasachal, the Ishal Marasachal. Same thing would be true if a woman says that. It's the fact that a woman is not believed for general testimony does not mean that she doesn't have a say when it comes to whether the person ate Chalev or Shuman. Again, this is not real Eidus anyway. We're not on the basis of one aid, we are telling the person who's Chayv Karban Chatas. So, says the Mishnah in such a case, may the Asham Toli. Tosus explains that the case under discussion is where the two Edim come and they testify at the same time. Had one testified before the other, so once we accept the first Edus, well, let's say the first Ed says, by the way, he ate Chalev, so then the other Ed we wouldn't pay attention to, and he would be Chayv Karban Chatas. It's only when they come the Vasachas at the same time where we would say, maybe Asham Toli. So again, first case, Achata Chalev, it has to be in Karban Chatas, assuming he doesn't deny it. You have two Edim that contradict each other. One says he did, one says he didn't. Then maybe Asham Toli, which is the guilt offering that protects him until the point where he finds out either that he's Chayv Karban Chatas and he should bring it, or that he's not Chayv. Eid Omer Achal Buhu Omer Lo Achalti. What about the following? One person says, you ate Chalev, and he himself says, I did not eat Chalev. Says the Mishnah, Pater. He's Pater from a Karban Chatas. In fact, the same thing would be true, Tosus says, even if he said, Eini Yodea. One person says, by the way, you ate Chalev. He says, you know, I'm not really sure that was Chalev that I ate. So, halacha is that he is that he's Pater. Shnayim Omer Machal, Vuhu Omer Lo Achalti. What do you have? Two ate him. They say, oh, by the way, you ate Chalev. And he says, no, I did not. And he completely denies it. Rabbi Meir Mechayev. Rabbi Meir says he's going to be Chayev a Karban Chatas, presumably because you have two Edim. So two Edim will testify that he ate Chalev. He's had the Chayev a Karban Chatas. But the Chachamim, although they're not mentioned in the Mishnah, the Chachamim disagree. Why do the Chachamim disagree? Because the Chachamim are of the opinion that when it comes to bringing Karban Chatas, the halachas are different. The fact that two Edim say something and he is not silent, he denies it. You know what the Pasuk says? Vayikra and Vayikra Dalet, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Oh Hoda Elov Chataso. When is he Chayv Karban Chatas? When the Chatas, his sin, has been Hoda Elov. He's become aware of his sin. Veloshe Yodi Uhu Acherim. We derive from that pasuk only Hodai Love, where he became aware of it, but not where others inform him about it. And that's the halacha, that even if two Edim said you ate to Chalev, and he says, no, I did not, so I'm certain I did not, I'm not Chayev. So that's not oho da'e love. Therefore, he's not chayv to bring karma chatas, even though two edim said that he ate chalif. Amar Rabbi Meir to the chachav. So now we have the discussion here. Rabbi Meir said to the chachamim, im hevi'u shnayim lemiso chamuro lo yivi'u lekarban akal. Rabbi Meir seems to have a kavachomer. Kavachomer that he should be chayv or karban chatas. Why is that so? If two edim have the power to testify about someone who did something where he's chayv misa and chayv misa is based in, we know we believe two edim. So is it not a kavachomer that they should have the ability to make him chayv a karban? Karban is more lenient. If we can mechayev someone misa based on edus to aid him, why can't we mechayev him a korban based on that? So Omer lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Meir, now we quoted a pasuk, so that's in fact certainly oho da'ilav chatoso, but nonetheless we seem to have a kavachomer. So the Chachamim respond to Rabbi Meir the following. Ma imir tzel omar, what if he wanted to say mezid hayisi? Oh, I was amazed. What does this mean? So what the Chachamim are doing, according to the Gemara, is they're creating a Migo. What's the Migo? The Migo is, since I could have claimed the following, so therefore believe me, I could have made a better claim on my behalf, so therefore believe me for what I said. That's the classic Migo. Migo meaning since. So here as well, what it's saying is, if he wanted to, if two Adim said, by the way, you ate Chalif. So, and therefore what? Well, you ate chalev, you chayv b'karban chatas. Now, when they're claiming ate chalev, they're saying, oh, you ate it b'shogeg, and therefore you chayv b'karban chatas. And he could have said in response, by the way, I know you said that I ate chalev, but actually, b'shogeg, I ate it b'mezid. And if he said that, would he be chayv b'karban chatas? He would not be chayv b'karban chatas. If he did it b'mezid, he'd be chayv kares. A kares, maybe he could do tshuva and protect himself. So the point is, since he had a taina, he had a claim, he could have said to them, that, by the way, you're right, I did eat, but I ate it b'mezid. And what would happen? He wouldn't be chayv karban. He would be able to make that claim. So the fact that he could have made that claim, and it would not be mechayv himself a karban, so therefore when he makes the claim, lo achalti, I did not eat the chalif, he should be believed. He should be believed based on that migo, because he could have made a claim that would have been, it got him out of a karban. So therefore, believe him when he says, lo achalti, and therefore he should not have to bring a karban either. Now, why is this, why would Rabbi Meir not hold of this migo? So the answer is, this is what we call a migo b'makom edim. What's a migo b'makom edim? A migo b'makom edim is where his migo, this claim that he could have made, is going against Adam. Adam said, you ate chalev b'shogeg, and he has the migo. So I could have claimed I ate it b'mezid. That's going against the testimony of the Adam. So migo m'makom Adam lo amrinan. We don't say such a thing. When do I have a migo? When I come to court and no one said anything, and I say and I make a claim, and it's not, or someone makes a claim against me, and I say something back, and there are no Adam there. Let's say a malveh comes in and says, oh, you owe me money. And I say, and I make some type of claim. And I say, migo, I could have made something and put myself in a better situation. And instead, I made the following claim. So believe me for this claim. There are no edim. That's just one person against another. But against edim, migo doesn't work. Doesn't have the power. And therefore, Tosus explains that even the Chachamim, when they say migo here, they don't really mean migo at all, because this migo doesn't really have any power against two edim. So what's really happening? So what's really happening is the following. What we're doing, what the Chachamim have in mind here, is that when they say ma imir tzelah, couldn't he have said mezidah, you see? What it means is he could have reinterpreted the words. He's not arguing with the edim. The edim said what? They said, oh, you ate chalef. So what is he saying back? Lo achalti. What do you mean lo achalti? Lo achalti b'shogeg elim amazed. He's not arguing with the Aden. He's not denying that they're wrong. He's just saying, I'm reinterpreting your words. You said, achalti chel. I said, and I say what? Lo achalti. I'm not saying that, what I'm not saying to you that I did not eat the chalev at all. I'm agreeing with the Aden. I just ate it b'mezid and I didn't eat it b'shogeg. Now, we actually have no power to give him kares if that's really the case. So there's nothing we could do about it. So by reinterpreting his words, he's really not denying the edim. He's not really arguing with the edim at all. And that's the type of migo that works. And it's not really a migo b'makom edim. There's a completely different interpretation why the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir. And that's based on the principle, Adam Neman al Atzmo Yosi Nimei Edim. A person is believed even more than 100 Edim on what he says, which means regarding issues that concern a person's own obligations, in this case is to bring a Karban Chatos, he is the final say on that matter. So if he says, and he's for certain, I did not eat the chalev, we're going to believe him regarding something that applies to him personally, his personal obligation. The problem with that interpretation is it doesn't seem to fit into the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Amulo, what did the Chachamim say to Rabbi Meir? He has an ego. Ma'im yirtzelo mar mezit. Or you say, oh, I could have said mezit. So according to this, that's not really what he's saying. It's not amigo at all. So the answer is the Chachamim are saying to the Rabbi Meir the following. According to us, we don't even need amigo. A person is believed, he's the final say on something that on his personal obligation of bringing a korban. And therefore, there's no issue with they say, to say, he ate chalev, and he says, I need a chalev, that's the end of the story. But according to you, Rabbi Meir, according to you, in our opinion we hold, he's believed more than 100 witnesses. But you who don't hold of that concept, that a person is neman more than 100 witnesses, so then, at least, you should still agree with us, because there is a migo over here. And of course, Rabbi Meir would probably respond, that is a migo b'makom edim, and therefore, I disagree, and that's why he's going to be chayv kon Rabbi Meir, chayv karban chatos. Paragimel, Mishnah base. Achal chaylev v'chaylev behelem echad. Here's a person who ate chaylev, the sheer kezayis, for which he's going to be chayv karban, and then he paused, and then ate another sheer of a kezayis, but he did it behelem echad. But it was one state of unawareness. He was completely unaware that which he was eating was chalev. That's he thought it was shumar. So although he ate two separate kezesim with a pause in between, nonetheless, it was all part of this one state of unawareness. Therefore, eino chayv ela chatas achas. He's chayv only one karban chatas. But of course, if he ate those two kezesim with two helemos, which means that he forgot that this was chalev, he ate it, and then he remembered, and then he forgot again, ate another kezias. So then, of course, there's going to be chayv two karbanos chatos. Ochal chaylev v'dam v'nosaru pigul behelem echad chayv kol echad ve'echad. Here he ate, these are separate isurim. Chaylev is one isur eating. Dam, blood is an isur. Nosar, pigul, for all which for your chayv karis, but they're completely different psukim, different separate isurim. And therefore, even if you ate them all in one state of unawareness, you didn't know this was chaylev, it was this dam, this was nosar, this was pigul, nonetheless, it's chayv karban chatos on each and every one. Zechor mibin minin harabim mibin. You see, this is a chumrah that when you are eating many of these species, different types, is absolutely more strict than if you're eating one type. You're just eating chalev multiple times, you'd be chayv one karban chatas. But chalev daminosar, that's minim harbe, that's obviously a chumrah, you chayv a karban chatas for each and every one. But the chomer b'min echad mimin in harbe. But there's a chumrah that one min eating just like chalev alone, or just dam alone, or pigal alone, has over when you're eating many species. Many Yisurim. In what way? Shem achal kechatzi zayis v'chazar v'chazar v'achal kechatzi zayis mimin echad. Chayov. If let's say a person ate a half a zayis of chalev, and there was no yediya, still one state of unawareness, he ate another half of kezias, his chayv karban chatas, because they are going to join together. That would be true even if they're from two different cooked items. Chalev from half a kezias of chalev from this pot, and half a chalev kezias from this pot. They're going to join together as kezias. But mishnei minim, but if he ate a half a kezias of chalev and half a kezias of pigol, so potter is going to be potter from karban because they're not mitzdarif, they don't join together to the shear of the kezias. Now, it's important for us to be aware of a machlokes tanoim on this matter. This Mishnah happens to follow the opinion of the Chachamim, where we say, if a person ate a half a kezias and then ate another half a kezias from the same min, let's say from chalev, so the Mishnah says they're going to join together and that you're going to be chayav, that's what we said, and if it's mishnei min and you're going to be potter. But that's all which, when do we say if you have ate a half a kezias of chalev and another half a kezias of chalev that they join together, that's where there's no yediya in between. But if there were a yediya, there was an awareness, oh, I ate a half a kezias of chalev, and then he forgot, and ate another half a kezias of chalev. Then, with that yediya in between, it would separate them, and you would not be chayav you're not bechayv a carbon chatas. That's the Chachamim's opinion, known as Yesh Yediyah L'chatzi Shir. That even where he ate a partial shir, only a half a chalef, nonetheless the Yediyah, the awareness in between, will separate the two kazesim, the two half a kazesim, and they will not join together. Happens to be Rabbi Gamliel disagrees. Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein Yediyah L'chatzi Shir. This idea of Yediyah, now there was an awareness in between, do we join one with the other? That may apply where you ate a full shear. But when I ate a chatzi shear, so there is no concept of awareness in between to let them pause. And therefore, if you ate a half a kezias of chalef, and then you became aware that you did that, and then you forgot again, ate another half a kezias, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that ein yediyah l'chatzi shear, you would be chayv a carbon chatas, and the two indeed would join together. Our Mishnah, that holds not so, obviously is following the opinion of the Chachamim that yesh yediyah l'chatzi shear, that you will separate a half a shear from another half a shear that will not join together.